Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guarding your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on 1,000 hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the cankerworm and the pommel worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you'll bring healing to my people spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan, and because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
God bless you, Sister Angelique. I just see God blessing you in the area of relationships. See more outings for you, social events, social outings. God says He's upgrading you in that department. I just see fine china, divine, elegant, out settings. Like you're going out and you're going to very nice, elegant restaurants. God says this is the season that He is elevating you, and your relationships are changing, and they're becoming more Christ-like and more divine-like. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. And I just hear the word of the Lord for you saying, travel for this season. God said for the next several months you'll be doing a lot of traveling. And I see something where it's winter travel somewhere that has a lot of snow. God says there's a blessing there for you. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Angelique. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, education. For Father God says your education is not over. Father God says be open to university in this season. I hear Father God saying fear not, for Father God says your faithfulness is being rewarded. And I hear Father God saying in this season, dot every I and cross every T. Father God says this is the season of new responsibility, and Father God says new recognition, and that is the word of the Lord.
Well, Sister Angelique, I pray that you are blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. I want to thank you, woman of God, for moving in faith. And I want you to begin to know that Father God has some unique things in store for you. And you're going to find, woman of God, that you're going to come into a season of blessings. You're going to come into a season where the Lord says, I'm going to raise thee up. You're going to come into a season where the Lord says, I'm going to touch thee. I'm going to touch the lung area. I'm going to touch the throat area, and you're going to begin to find and know that God, he says that he shall begin to breathe new life inside of thee, and you're going to come into a time of unity. You're going to come into a time of new beginnings, for the Lord says, I shall raise up the leader deep down inside of thee, and you're going to prosper. For the Lord says, know that I shall never leave thee, neither shall I ever forsake thee. For there are some powerful things that is about to come into your life, and God says you're going to prosper, and you're going to be blessed, and you're going to begin to see that God's going to even touch the respiratory system. He's going to touch the lungs, and you're going to see healing from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, and you're going to see God moving, doing some new things in your life. I want you to begin to know that this is your hour and this is your season of a breakthrough. The Lord says this seed shall cause you to come into a time of fulfillment. It shall cause you to come into a time of some fruitful things. It shall cause you to come into a time, woman of God, where the Lord will say unto thee that peace and happiness shall be your portion. For the Lord said he's going to thrust you into a new place in him, and you're going to rise up, and you're going to begin to see things that you have never seen before. For the Lord says, new independence, for I am with thee, and I shall guide thee, and I shall lead thee. God is doing some changes, maybe even around the workplace or your dwelling place or your place of residence. I see breakthroughs, opportunities, and promotion, and then I see spiritual elevation. Thank you. For the Lord says, I'm going to remove the negative things. I'm going to remove the works of the enemies, and I am going to cause you to prosper. I want to thank you, woman of God, for releasing your miracle seed. Woman of God, we don't have a phone number to be able to contact you with. So what I would like for you to do, I would like for you to go to Global, that's GLOB as in boy, AL, the letter P, net.com. That's Global, GLOBAL, B as in boy, the letter P, net.com. That's Global, the letter P as in Paul, net.com, and fill out the form for your next free prophecy that I want to send to you. God bless you.